But what we really need to be looking at are attributes of people. What is their judgment on the fly like? Is their personality flexible and adaptable? Do they have generalist skills for how their work impacts the overall business? Those things are actually much more important in real-time business than the functional skills that you can teach.
One of the companies that really embodies this cultural spirit is ThinkGeek. I'm sure lots of people in this crowd know who ThinkGeek is. They are a purveyor of truly geeky merchandise, so if you want to get an iPad case that's also an Etch-A-Sketch, that would be a good place to go. If you want to get a t-shirt that has a guitar built in so you can play your own chest, for whatever reason, that's the place to go. They are an e-commerce and catalog provider of truly geeky things, but they are a remarkably successful company. And it's because their customers are geeks. But they are also geeks. And they wear that as a badge of honor. The first question that you are asked if you apply for a job at ThinkGeek, regardless of whether it's the CEO role or stock boy, first question, Star Wars or Star Trek? That's the first question. Wow. Okay, let's do a show of hands and we got shout outs. All right, Star Wars, let's see the hands here. Christine, okay, Star Trek.
Yeah.
Okay, all the Star Trek people should eat lunch together.
In the parking lot.
Yeah. People are overwhelming, actually. So here's how geeky this company is, right? Today, not in 1985, today, every Wednesday, Dungeons and Dragons night at the company, right? Still, today. A while back, somebody put a message on their Facebook fan page in binary. Like 011-0001, and they answered back in binary. Because some dude in the company's like, well, I know binary. Like, crazy. It's crazy times. So when their community manager goes on vacation, they tap somebody to replace her and sort of manage the Facebook page and the Twitter account and be the voice of the brand. And the goal is not to sort of put your own stamp on it, right? The big goal is to make sure that nobody knows that she was gone. Right? They're so culturally aligned, they speak with one voice. And their vice president of marketing said a really, really interesting thing to us when we interviewed him that really helped us shape this part of the book and this concept of culture. He said, how come car companies don't only hire people who absolutely love cars? And the same is true for every business, right? People have to be on the same page and they have to love what you do.